Imagine a future where AI powers everything from how we work to how we live. Well, that future is now, and President Donald Trump has unveiled the Stargate AI Initiative. This is a $500 billion project that aims to build the world's most advanced AI infrastructure. This groundbreaking initiative, announced alongside tech giant Sam Altman of OpenAI, Larry Ellison of Oracle, and what's homeboy's name? Masayoshi Son of SoftBank, is set to revolutionize industries by creating cutting-edge data centers, clean energy solutions, and AI power initiatives. All right. So today we're going to tap into this massive tech hub that's being built in Abilene, Texas, which will serve as the starting point for this ambitious project. All right. Now, in order to really, do a deep dive into this project, obviously, I'm not from Texas. I have no clue about Texas. I don't know nothing about Abilene, Texas. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, right? I would just keep it real with you. But when I saw this announcement a couple of days ago, my first thought was, wait a minute, where are they building this thing at in Texas? And I need to learn everything that I need to know about this town, plus the surrounding cities. Because if this is the starting point of where they're going to start building these data centers, this town and surrounding areas could be on a verge of explosion because the amount of jobs that they're about to create when the $500 billion project over the next 4 years. It's going to create jobs. It's going to boost the local economies. It's going to transform the real estate market, in my personal professional opinion. So I had to bring on a special guest for this, right? I had to bring on someone who's familiar with the show. She's been on the channel a couple of times, been on here. And she's a heavyweight in the Texas real estate market. So look, without further ado, I want to bring on my special guest, but before we get started, type in chat where you're from if you're a real estate broker. Like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. But I want to bring on my special guest today so we can do a deep dive into everything that's happening in this market. So that way, we know exactly if this is going to be a great investment opportunity for us moving forward over the next 4 years. All right. So help me welcome my girl, Nicole Handy. Nicole, what's going on, girl?
Hey, Matt, what's going on? Hi, everybody.
Alive and blessed, alive and blessed. We got a couple people in the chat from Houston. We got Brownwood, Texas in the area. We got a lot of your kinfolk up in here, Nicole.
What's up?
All right, so let's do, first of all, how are you today? You doing good?
I'm well. We just got over what I'll consider to be the largest snowstorm Houston has ever had in my 40 years of living in Houston.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 40 years of living in Houston is the largest. Yo, what the hell is going on with global warming? That's a whole nother subject for a whole.
That's all it is. That's all it is. Extreme weather conditions because of global warming is putting 6 inches of snow in Houston, Texas.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, so let's dive right into this, right? Abilene, Texas. Okay. Am I pronouncing that right, first
You
of all?
are. It is Abilene, Texas, home of
Abilene,
Abilene
Texas.
University.
I want to start with the current real estate trends in Abilene, Texas, right? Let's do a housing market overview because, again, before we even get started, I just want to make this very clear to everybody who's going to watch this live, watch this on a replay, because people in the Instagram comments, y'all irk my nerves sometimes. My channel and my platform is not a political platform.
Thank
I've
you.
said this so many times. I don't care who is in office. I only care about finding opportunities for me to win and my people to win. This is not a political, like, cosign, so to speak. I don't care who you voted for, right? I voted for Kamala Harris. She lost. Donald Trump is the president. Deal with it, people, right? Get out of your emotions in 2025. Please, I beg of you, please stop being distracted because when I started talking about this on Instagram Live the other day on Keanu Watson's page, there was about 250 realtors, and I started talking about this. No one knew what I was talking about. And it was the same day that he fired Keisha Bottoms, the Atlanta ex-mayor, over the internet, and then she posted that she was on, and it went viral. So stop paying attention to the distractions and pay attention to what's important, because when things like this are announced, and in real estate, we always teach, you have to know what the plans are in the area so that way you know exactly where to invest. Once a $500 billion AI, which is going to change the entire world, right? And it's currently changing the entire world. When something like this is being built in America, y'all all need to be paying attention, because y'all always asking, MG, where can I invest? Where can I invest? What's the best spot to invest? Well, hello. So when I'm bringing you guys information, it's not in support of no political parties. I could care less. I'm here to give you the information and give you insights based on my opinion, and I'm bringing on professionals and get their opinions, so that way we can learn and we know exactly how to execute and move forward. So I just want to make that clear. That's my little rant just to start this off, because people just get on my damn nerves.
Yes.
Like, for real. So let me start this off after that rant. Can you discuss the current housing prices right now? Like, what is the market looking like in Abilene, Texas currently?
So I've been doing a lot of research on Abilene. I had to literally log into North Texas MLS to get all of this research. But just to kind of give you the landscape of Abilene, I want to give you guys the landscape first, right? So Abilene, compared to the major cities in Texas like Houston, Dallas, Austin, is a very small city. The population is only roughly about 127,000.
Damn, that's very small.
Really, it's a very small city. It's almost like you have major suburbs that in our major metroplex cities that have more than 127,000 people in. You know, so we're talking about, in the grand scheme of things, a very small city. So a $500 billion project in a city of only 127,000, let's put that in perspective first. But if you look at like niche.com, like I said, I want to give you guys some context first. Niche.com has Abilene, Texas ranked as the number 15 best places to live in Texas. Okay. And that's a couple of reasons. I'm not going to lie. I have my notes here, guys, because I got a lot to share with you all.
Let's go through it. Go through it, Queen.
The reasons why is, of course, because of the affordable home prices, which we will discuss. Very low cost of living, right? Top rated school districts. And the percentage of home ownership versus home owners versus renters. So about almost 60% of Abilene, Texas, of this small population of 127,000 people, are homeowners. Okay, so now if we look at what the housing landscape is made of, and I'm talking 2024 numbers, y'all, we just came into 2025. The median sales price for homes in Abilene, Texas is $246,000. So to a lot of us, we consider that really affordable housing. Right. If you look at the active listings, there are 786 active listings, which is up 27% opposed to 2023. And then also they had about 2,100 closed sales in all of 2024.
Right? How many closed sales?
2,100. To be exact. So, I mean, that's about the right numbers when you look at a town that only has 127,000 people in it. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the month of inventory too, because people always ask, like, is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? So the month of inventory in Abilene is about 4.5%. I mean, I'm sorry, not 4.5%, 4.5 months. So for those of you that don't know what month of inventory is, basically it's how the real estate market can predict how long a home is planned to sit on the market before it actually sells.
Okay.
So if the market is 5 to 6%, we're looking at a balanced market, right?
Yeah.
So we're looking at 4.5%. We're almost in a balanced market. I mean, it's technically, if it's under 5%, it is considered a seller's market. If it's over 6%, we're looking at a buyer's market. But 5 to 6, we're looking at a pretty balanced market. So at 4.5, we're pretty much going into balanced territory. And I'm pretty sure it feels like a balanced market now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even because, let me put it in perspective, because in 2022, the month of inventory was 2.
Damn.
At the height of COVID, the month of inventory was 2. So that was a very high seller's market. So now it's creeped up to almost 5. So we are kind of looking at, there's no major selling advantage for buyers or sellers. We're kind of looking at equal playing field right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's balancing out.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. What else do I have? Oh, okay. So the home prices, 35% of homes between 200 of the homes that sell are between $200,000 and $299,000. And so then you also have 26% of the home sales prices are from $100,000 to $199,000. So that's 50% of the homes in Abilene are under $300,000. And, you know, if you kind of compare that to like a city like Houston, $300,000 is very much so affordable housing. So if you kind of look at the landscape of it, 50% of Abilene is characterized as affordable housing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you look at the average household income, it's about $78,000. So let's put that in perspective as well. We're dealing with a lot of blue collar workers. Their main industries are the medical industry, the educational sector. Abilene Christian University is there, right? So educational sector, and one of their, the city of Abilene, government sector, it employs a substantial amount of people in Abilene, Texas, right? So if you kind of look at like, so Abilene, where is Abilene? I forgot to mention that. Matt, why are you starting to tell me where it is?
Because we're going to get to that, but this was very important. See, demographics is very important when you're looking to invest in real estate. And I'm happy that you're breaking this down from the very beginning, right? Because guys, this is what you have to look at, especially when you're trying to research areas. You need to know what type of people are already living in there, right? And having 60%+ that are already homeowners, you have a small rental population currently that's in this area. So this is good information so far. Keep going.
Yeah. So where is Abilene, Texas, right? So if you look at a map of Houston, sorry, y'all. My mind is in Houston, y'all. I do real estate in Houston. I sell real estate in Houston predominantly. But if you look at a map of Texas, Abilene is very much so central Texas. It's really, it's classified as central West Texas. It's right on the cuff of the border between East versus West, but it is considered West Central Texas. But it's
this is more of a rural area, right?
More of a rural area, right? So it's about a 3-hour drive from Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 3 hours west of Dallas-Fort Worth, it's about 5 hours, almost 6 hours northwest of Houston, right? So the closest major metroplex is more than likely Dallas, right? The Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we're going to kind of talk about how it could impact the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well, right? Okay. So I think we talked about the home prices. We talked about the industries. Rentals. So rentals, I mean, rentals are prevalent everywhere, right? So if you look at the average rent rate for a 600 square foot apartment, it's about $900 a month. But for a 3-bedroom home, you're looking at about $1,500 a month.
Okay. So $900 a month for a 1-bedroom rental
apartment. So just apartment. like a 1-bedroom apartment, yes.
So a 1-bedroom apartment is about $900 a month currently, and a 3-bedroom apartment is about $1,500 a month.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good info. Let's keep going.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the landscape of Abilene, right? And kind of what it looks like. Every city has what we call suburbs, right? So they do have major suburbs, just like a major metroplex, right? But that's pretty much like the landscape of Abilene in terms of just the current real estate trends and what's going on now. So just like all the other cities across the nation took a dip in prices and sales and things like that in 2023 when the market kind of did its correction, so did Abilene, but it's very much back on the upside of that. If you look at, you know, trends from 2023 to 2024.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, Nicole, right? You know, Texas has been a hot market, especially since COVID over the past 4 or 5 years, with you have a bunch of people from California moving to Texas and, you know, raising up the prices. A lot of people are going to more of the hot markets. Why do you think like cities like Abilene or even, you know, surrounding cities, why do you think these cities have remained more affordable despite the increased demand of people moving to Texas?
So when you kind of look at the landscape of where people are coming from, right? You have somebody that's coming from, let's just say, we get a lot of people coming from California. California is one of the major feeder hubs into the Texas area, right? But look at people that's coming from California. They're coming from major cities. You know, they're coming from major, well-established, developed cities with millions of people. So when you take a town like Abilene, where it's only 127,000 people compared to somewhere like Houston that has 4 million people in it, you know, you're looking at that. That's a huge change for the dynamics of their lifestyle and their makeup. You know, they might go to Abilene and be like, this is rural. You know, this is a rural town and it doesn't fit where they came from. A lot of people coming to Texas are coming from major metroplex cities. So coming into a town like Abilene, it's a big lifestyle change for them. So that's why you see them flocking to the Houstons, the Dallas, the Austins, because it's still very much so affordable. Anywhere in Texas is going to be way more affordable than compared to California, right? But it's still allowing them to have that lifestyle. You know, some of these major cities have more diversity and things like that. Typically in the smaller rural towns, you don't see as much diversity as you would like in a major city in Texas.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So let's talk about the impact of what this size of a project can have, not just on Abilene, but the impact of the surrounding cities. Like you have cities like Buffalo Gap, Ty, Potosi. I think Wiley is another city that's like right there and there, Abilene, Texas. Like what type of impact will this have on those cities with a project of this magnitude coming to Abilene, Texas?
So if we look at Abilene right now, it has 127,000 people in it. What is this project? I read somewhere that this project is supposed to create 100,000 jobs, right?
Correct.
100,000 more people probably can't fit in Abilene. That's you know, a fact. Comfortably. 100,000 more people probably can't fit in Abilene comfortably. But the one thing in Texas that we have over a lot of our neighboring states and things like that is we still have a lot of land. And so what you tend to see is once a city becomes saturated, a major city becomes saturated, they just build out. They just keep going out and keep going out and keep going out. So when you keep going out, like if you even look at like Houston, growing up in Houston, it was Houston, right? Now you have all these major suburbs because they're not making any more land. Once the land is built on, it's gone, right? There's no opportunity. So you can't, we don't go up in Texas, we go out, right? Because we have land to go out. So when a major city is saturated, what happens is they just keep going out. They just keep going further and further and creating these new suburbs, you know? But like, if you look at a city like Buffalo Gap, for example, it's technically another city that's a 25-minute drive from Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very easily to access Abilene. The commute is 25 minutes, right? So of course, like this type of infrastructure coming into Abilene, Texas, it's going to grow all these cities around it. Development is going to come to all these major cities around it because number one, you need housing, right? When you bring 100,000 people to a city, you need housing for them. And when you need housing, what comes with housing? Demand for lifestyle, necessities. Grocery stores, shopping, dining, recreation, mm-hmm. the housing need for Abilene it's already a 5,000 home deficit in Abilene right now. Right. So you already have a deficit in Abilene. So once that deficit is gone, it's gone, right? So 5,000 more homes. That's all Abilene can. I mean, I'm sorry, not 5,000 more homes. It's 5,000 people right now in Abilene that really don't have, they need 5,000 more homes to keep up with the population, right? So they don't have enough to start with, right? So now they're just going to start going out. And when they go out, again, like I said, the infrastructure of these small towns have to keep up with the population. So that's where you'll start see major commercial development, mixed use development. Like, you know, these people have to have things, you know, they have to have the major necessities, shopping, dining, grocery stores, you know, all of those things. So, I mean, of course it's going to everything around there that probably looks like just a rural town. Now, well, I can see it being booming cities in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, you hit it right on the head with that, right? When you have an initiative like Stargate, this AI initiative, with that amount of money being poured into just that project by itself, $500 billion is nothing to sneeze at. Now you have to, now accommodate for people who's going to work there, right? And come not just to work there to build the damn thing, but work there full time to manage whatever right. the hell they're going to be doing in these data centers, right? So like you said, the commercial real estate is going to be increased demand for office space for data and data centers. There's going to be opportunities for investors to secure commercial properties early, right? That is a huge win, guys. And I want you guys to really understand this. This project is happening. These people are doing this. And there's going to be folks out there that's going to start buying up these Texas millionaires. They're going to start buying up these properties. So this is an opportunity for everyone who's watching this live and going to watch this on a replay to be able to now to start doing your own due diligence and probably go up there and snag properties for cheap. Like Nikki said earlier, right? You have 50% of the residential properties that are selling less than $300,000. That is super affordable, right? So on a residential real estate side, you can expect a surge in home prices as all the professionals start moving to the area. New housing developments are most likely going to emerge in Abilene and its surrounding area. But also, you got to look at the infrastructure growth, right? You're going to have upgrades to roads, schools, utilities to support the population growth, right? Mm-hmm. These improvements could definitely potentially drive long-term property appreciation. So when you have these big projects like this, guys, again, like I said earlier, you have to get out your emotions when it comes to this stuff. You have to look at what's the bigger picture here? What's the bigger play, right? And you don't need to be a multimillionaire to go up here and snag a property for $100,000, $150,000, why it's cheap right now and why these rates are still higher. Most people don't have no clue what's going on in this town. I never heard of this town until it was announced 2-3 days ago, right? But What's the thing I'm doing? I'm on here, pen and paper, like what he said, $500 billion, AI. And that's another thing. Think about what they're investing in. Artificial intelligence, this thing is going nowhere, right? It's only going to continue and grow and grow and grow and grow. And we have a president in office who's all pro-business. So what they're going to do, they're probably going to start having all types of tax breaks for people to go out there and build homes in this area, right, with tax abatements and stuff like that. I mean, all types of ish could potentially come down the pipeline just because Trump is pro real estate and pro business. So we got to look at things from the grand scheme of things. We are a real estate community here, right? We are looking for the opportunities to make money. Don't matter who in office, y'all. We got to make money and we got to feed our family. Our bills are doing the first every single month, regardless who's in office. Let's take advantage of these opportunities.
And I know everybody on this platform isn't a, you know, multi-million dollar investor. That's cool too. Go find you some land. Go find you a couple of lots. Buy them and hold them while they're cheap now, because eventually somebody's going to be knocking at your door to you know, a lot of people flip land. So somebody could be knocking at your door to buy your land too. You know, and if home prices are under $300,000, land is cheap.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. So we're talking about all the good stuff right now. Shadow, we've been doing this for 23 minutes now. I need everybody, if you're getting some value from this conversation so far, I need you to throw some gems in the comments, please. Throw some gems in the comments, because Nicole is really giving us a lot of information. You're probably going to have to go rewatch this, because the stats that she was giving in the beginning of this was phenomenal, right? We're talking all the good stuff. I want to hear some of the bad. What are some of the challenges when you have a project of this magnitude coming to a small rural town like this? Yeah. Like the locals, right? Like what are the challenges for them with dealing with this new spotlight that they're going to have on their small town?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's honestly kind of what we've seen in Houston over the past couple of years too. Like the locals, unfortunately, I'm not going to say unfortunately. So fortunately, a project like this will skyrocket value and appreciation, right? So if they already own a home, the value of their home will probably significantly increase, right? The bad part about it is income doesn't increase at the rate of home values. You get what I'm saying? So it kind of puts the locals in a bind, right? Number one, the values of their homes are going to go up. So over time, their taxes will go up too. And in Texas, your taxes, if you have a mortgage, is a huge portion of your mortgage payment. You know, that's one thing. Texas, we don't have state income tax. We make it up immensely in property tax. So your property tax, those people's property tax rates going up eventually may price them out of affordability. They may no longer be able to afford their homes, you know, and yeah, it'll be great. They can sell their homes with all the equity that they have in it, but will they be able to buy another? You know, and that's the biggest thing we see for the locals is that you have people out of town. It's like, for example, a $2 million home in Houston, Texas, in Texas in general, is a mansion. You know, in California, that may just be a 2,000 square foot home, you know, so people can go, you know, leave where they came from, and they don't care about paying, you know, they're paying what they think is, okay, this is what a home price costs, but they're getting the largest home they've ever had in life. You know, a home that fits every need that they have, right? So they don't care about, you know, paying it because they have it. They sold their homes in wherever they came from, got tons of cash, and just probably paid. You're gonna see people paying cash for these properties in Texas, right? Especially in a city called Abilene. That's going to raise the values and the sales prices tremendously very fast. And what it ends up doing is it prices the locals out, unfortunately. And that's what we saw in Texas with COVID. Right. We saw everybody selling their homes coming to Texas because Texas is affordable and we have the space. Right. You're not trust me. You will rarely find homes the size and the price per square foot in somewhere else that you will find in Texas. Right. So to those people, it's no problem. They pay pennies on the dollar for these big homes, you know, but to the locals, it does price us out because, unfortunately, like I said, they're not selling their homes and making $1 million. They're not selling their homes and getting a $500,000 profit that they can go tank into another home. The locals, you know, they're taking advantage of the appreciation, but the value is growing too much and their income isn't growing as such. So number one, locals will be priced out. Mm-hmm. So basically locals have no choice but just to keep the homes that they have, right? But number two, affordability will go way. It won't be affordable for Texans to buy homes in Abilene anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge challenge. Also, what I'm seeing is going to be infrastructure delays too, right? To keep up with that population growth. You know, that's also, you know, how does the city in the state build the infrastructure fast enough to keep up? People, you know, like that, I foresee that's going to be a huge challenge, you know, getting new roads and, you know, doing this, doing that. But again, it's going to, on the flip side, that's the challenge, but on the flip side, it's going to create more jobs now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And because you have, like I said, you have, a small city like Abilene that will basically double in population in a 4 to 5 year period.
Yeah, they're talking about creating 100,000 jobs, and it's damn near 100,000 people that live
there. Exactly. Exactly. So it will basically double in population, you know. But I think one piece of the affordability piece that I think that homeowners can take advantage of, I'll talk about it from a homeowner perspective, and I'll talk about it from a builder and developer perspective. One piece I think they can take advantage of is there's a lot of USGA areas in surrounding Abilene. So the city of Abilene is not so much USGA territory, but all those small cities around it are. And so for the people that don't know what USGA loans are, that is loans that were created for people to purchase property in rural areas with zero or no down payment. You know, so that's why I think a lot of the cities around Abilene will boom as well, because now you have the opportunity for people to get in homes with no down payment. And when I looked in that county, so their USDA loans do have a purchase price cap, right? You can a purchase price limit. When I looked in that county, it was $398,000. So that tells me half of the homes in those areas will qualify for USDA. Like I said, not in so much the city of Abilene, but those little towns that's 25 minutes, 20, 30 minute drive away from Abilene, that's all USDA territory.
Mm.
You know?
That's a good ball. That's a good ball, right? And a lot of people don't even know about USDA loans, right? It's an amazing loan, no PMI, 100% financing, lowest 580 credit scores, and it's perfect to purchase in rural territories. And like you said, 50% of the homes are selling under $300,000, and that county limit per your research is $398,000. Mm-hmm. So that's going to open up a huge opportunity for even the people who are going to relocate to work on these projects. and to also, you know, live there full time now for them to buy real estate. So now let's think about this from a transactional side, right? If you are a real estate professional in the state of Texas, this information probably made you an extra six figures.
Absolutely.
Like, let's keep it a stack right now. If you know what you're doing and you know how to market and you know how to brand yourself, especially on these platforms, yo, that's money that's coming into that city that's going to help spur the economy. But from a transactional perspective, it's going to help the real estate professionals and the lenders lend more, right? Now, from an investor standpoint, which I hope mostly everybody who's watching this is, guys, you got to understand, you go in here and buy a house for $100,000, $150,000, you hold that thing for a couple years, you might double your value. And now you still can sell it to an end buyer, and they now get a USDA loan and qualify for it too. So, guys, we got to...
So I call it an affordability cycle, right?
It's a cycle, right? But you also said one thing that was important earlier. You said three-bedroom apartments are only $1,500. Right. That might be expensive for the folks that live locally. But when you talk about folks that are relocating, a three bedroom for $1,500 might not be nothing.
Yeah.
So now if you go out here and buy rental properties, rental homes, you know, like you said, the price per square foot is much larger in these areas. You get bigger homes. Now you'll probably be able to get closer to $2,000 for someone who's already accustomed to paying $2,500 for a two bedroom in another city or state. Now they got to come here to work. They might snatch your three bedroom up for $2,000 with no problem. And now you cash flowing crazy, right? Yeah. So the opportunities from here, from a home buying perspective, from a real estate transactional perspective, from a real estate investor perspective, this project right here, it can really explode this market and help all three of those categories win.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else that people don't really think about. Like, Texas is a very big, like what we call worker state, right? There are a lot of hubs for workers that mostly in the oil and gas industry, we see this a lot, where there's a lot of small towns that, you know, that whatever that industry is, it makes the town. And so we'll see a lot of investors going into these small towns where a lot of people come in just to work.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Temporarily, and what they'll do is they'll purchase homes that has multiple bedrooms and they rent out rooms, right? So now you're more than likely never unoccupied at all, right? If you just rent to one person, once their lease is up and they're out, you have those vacancy rates, right? They're never 100% vacant, and they charge a premium for a room because they know those people have to come in there to work.
Man, throw some gems in the comment, man. If you guys are getting value out of this, we got over 200 people watching us live right now. Make sure you guys show some love to the channel. Like this, share this with 10 people, because this probably, look, a lot of y'all are always asking where to invest. Well, in 2025, I'm going to bring you more content and information of highlighting areas like Abilene, Texas, that have big development and things going on. They're bringing in professionals that understand the market, that can talk to us, man. So if you're getting value from this, make sure you like this video. Throw some gems in the comments. Throw some fire in the comments for Nicole, because she's really breaking this down. Now, someone in the comments said that there's an Air Force base.
It is.
Out there as well?
Yes, there's an Air Force base in Abilene, Texas.
Shit. Now you got the military out here as well, which I'm pretty sure they're probably going to probably create something to make the military a larger presence out there as well.
We have VA loans that are also 100% down, and that's anywhere, not just in the rural areas. I mean, 100% financing, not 100% down, 100% financing. But yeah.
So we got VA loans, you got USDA loans. I mean, there's a lot of upside, but again, there's a lot of potential cons and challenges to this project too. So we just don't want to highlight all the good, guys. We highlighted some of the negatives that we foresee right now, but obviously time will tell once this project really kicks off. And, you know, we're a year, 2 years into it. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more challenges that come up from a local perspective. But let's talk about some actionable tips for buyers and investors, Nicole. So if you're a home buyer, you're looking to move to Texas and you want to put yourself in an affordable market for this area or surrounding cities, Nicole, what are some actionable tips that you can give some of our home buyers out there?
So, I mean, you know, first and foremost, this is anywhere you buy a home. I always know your financial situation. You know, and some people always ask me, like, you know, when is a good time to get pre-approved for a home loan and things like that? Whenever you're thinking about purchasing a home. And the reason why I say that is because not everybody qualifies, and that's okay. But if you don't qualify, by even going through the process, more than likely you'll get the tools and the resources to understand what it is that you need to qualify. So when you're actually truly, truly ready, it's already there, right? You need to get with professionals in these areas that know what programs are available on the city level and state level, right? Because some cities have programs. And like you said earlier, Matt, when you have housing demand, like what's about to happen now, cities create programs to get people in homes. They create programs too for the developers. A lot of times they will give developers land very cheap to build homes. You know, they want people to come in. They're going to start bringing people in. They're going to start bringing developers. They're going to start looking for them, hunting them for them. Hey, what kind of deals can we give you to come into our territory and build? Because we know we're going to have 100,000 people that need homes in the next 4 to 5 years. And we don't want this to be a disaster. So if you're a builder and developer, start reaching out to the counties right now to understand what programs are they offering for builders and developers. Are they looking for builders and developers to bring into the city? I know right now, I always say this, guys, and a lot of people may or may not know who D.R. Horton is. And D.R. Horton, they're not paying me. They need to, but they're not paying me for what I'm about to say. D.R. Horton is the number one national builder in the nation, right? But if you look at the landscape, and all my realtors should know this, anywhere you see D.R. Horton building and developing communities and building homes, you need to be there. They are always on the cuff of developing and emerging cities and towns. And if you look at Abilene right now, D.R. Horton, they're building in three communities, building and developing three communities in Abilene. And it's not a lot of new construction builders there. It's only those three and like a few little mom and pop ones. You know, I'm willing to bet you you're going to start seeing tons of national or big builders come into Abilene because they all going to follow suit with D.R. Horton.
And D.R. Horton is there right now as we speak.
Right building. Now on the ground selling home from anywhere from about $260,000 to
$300,000. Follow the money, ladies and gentlemen.
They always follow. They're always, you know, and they build. They have the capacity to build quickly. And that's one of the things that they pride themselves on. So for my smaller, more independent builders, affordability is very much so a thing. And I see a lot of independent builders just focusing solely on home prices. What's the lowest price I can get my home? Build into what people need, the affordability that people need. They need two options, right? They need lower interest rate options than what you see right now. And then they also need down payment options, which, you know, through some of these USDA loans, they can probably obtain, right? But build in, look at, you won't be able to compete with these big builders. Big builders have an upper hand and they have money. You know, that's why you see in the new construction world right now, you see a lot of the big builders offering interest rates 2.5-3% lower than the market rate right now. Why? Because they have the capital to buy those rates down for homeowners in advance. Essentially what I'm saying is they're creating affordability for people to buy their homes. They might not always have the best product, but they have the best overall financial package and solution for home buyers. So investors, you know, make sure you think about that as well. Get with finance professionals and real estate professionals that can help you strategize and put those pieces of the puzzle together. Otherwise, you might lose out, not because you don't have the best product, but you don't have the overall best solution.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of interest rates, we today, again, you know, if you guys are paying attention to when Trump is speaking, one of the things he said at the economic forum today was he's going to start demanding for interest rates to start dropping. Right. This is something that he is and obviously, look, the Fed kind of controls is separate and apart. I don't know how much power he's going to have to really try to force their hand on really start lowering interest rates. But if they have it their way, they're going to figure something out, right? He's demanding that interest rates drop immediately. That's what his exact words. So when you have that type of pressure from the president and his cabinet, his administration, like at some point, and I've been telling, we all know it's some point it was bound to start coming down. And if they have it their way, they want this economy to get back rolling. They want people to start buying houses because that's going to help the overall global economy, right? Because there's so many industries that are tied in to housing, right? So this is right now, while these rates are still high, y'all, this is when you really need to start looking into buying real estate. And I know you've been saying, Nicole, I've been saying it for the past 2 years. You have to buy when the rates are higher. I know it might not be affordable for some of you. I get it. So you have to wait. But those of you who can afford to buy or invest right now, but you've been on the sidelines waiting for 2 years, I'm here to tell you, the time is up. Stop waiting, because the man hasn't been in office for a week and he's going for it.
The right? COVID, I call it the COVID effect. Interest rates drop, home prices shoot through the roof. And when you have a city like Abilene where interest rates are going to drop, and then you have the demand to create 100,000 more homes or homes for 100,000 more people, now you're going to see prices skyrocket.
Skyrocket. I personally believe, just based off of what we know so far, that Abilene, Texas, and the surrounding cities that we mentioned, the Buffalo Gaps, the Wileys, the other couple ones, I can't remember the names off the top of my head right now, but these cities are probably the hottest cities in Texas right now to get in an affordable investment opportunity, and potentially could run it up for you in the next couple of years, y'all. Like, and then also let's pay attention to another thing that he said today. And I posted this on my page about the tax cuts. He's looking to do the biggest tax cut in American history. Now, again, there's no plans. This is all talk right now, but you got to pay attention to this stuff, because when I hear tax cuts, I already know it's going to benefit two groups of people, business owners and real estate investors. So if you are not either one of these two categories, here's your sign. Get with the program. Start that business, sis. Start that business, sir. Let's go. Buy the real estate. Because if you want to participate in opportunities and build wealth, you have to learn how to capitalize where the rich are going, right? Because I know everybody's like, oh, it's only for the rich and the wealthy. No, you don't need to be rich or wealthy to buy a $150,000 home in Abilene, Texas, or the surrounding cities. You just need to have discipline, structure, and knowledge, capacity, right? And a good team. And you can go out there and do it, and you can still participate and potential tax cuts, and currently what the tax code is right now, it's already built for real estate investors and business owners, so you can still participate and get those benefits. So guys, go out there and crush it, you know, crush it.
So let me put it into more perspective. Even if you bought a home when you got a mortgage, right? $150,000 home mortgage payment in Texas, depending on the tax rate, you're probably looking at anywhere from right now with interest rates where they are, probably anywhere from $1,100 to $1,300 a month. That's cheaper than an apartment.
Mm-hmm. That's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
That's dirt cheap. And you already said the three bedrooms already coming in $1,500. You start getting those relocation clients. And then we didn't even touch on this, the short-term rental market.
Oh,
my goodness. The short-term rental market out there is probably going to go bonkers.
And it will, because, again, you know, you're going to have people that's coming into work when I say short-term, 6 months to a year, you know, a couple of months and things like that. You're going to have people that need those short-term options, that don't plan on being there 2 to 3 to 5 years. You know, they come in, they specialize in something, they come in, they do their job, and they go back home. But they need the housing for the time being. So those are the short-term rentals and those type of homes where people are renting out rooms. So So they, yeah. you know, don't necessarily have no vacancy at all at any given time.
Man, guys, there's so many ways that, and you know, we're thinking the same thing, Nikki, like there's so many different avenues of potential with Abilene, Texas, the surrounding cities that everyone who's watching this right now can participate in this. Now, here's a disclaimer. Do your own research. Do your own due diligence. Don't listen to me and Nicole. Do your own research on this. Figure out what works for you. Hell, take a flight to Texas and go drive out there. Go see it for yourself, right? We're not telling you that you must invest there. We're just giving you the information so that way you can make an educated decision on your own. But at least now you have some information to kind of start your journey with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to develop a referral park network of realtors in Abilene. So DM me if you're a realtor in Abilene. Let's chat.
Extremely important.
Straight up, let's chat.
Extremely important. Another way to get money as a realtor is to do a referral relationship and just pass on. Because me knowing you, you're probably going to start talking about this more on your page and to your people and start getting your investors looking out there. So, you know, you're about to run it up. Shout out to Texas,
yeah,
man.
I mean, hey, like you said earlier, this is how I feed my family. Shout out to Texas, because again, one of the reasons why I think they're probably building in Abilene is because they need that much. A $500 billion project needs space. We in Texas have land, and where there's land, there's opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Texas.
Where there's land, there's opportunity. You know what they say, everything bigger in Texas. So, like, Texas is about to go crazy.
The landscape of West Central Texas is going to change very soon. And what you see, those rural communities that you see now will be thriving cities.
Nah, that's incredible. That's incredible. All right. So we're coming up on 45 minutes. I'm not going to keep you all day. Yo, that was just so quick and easy. You know what? Let's talk Houston real estate market real quick, because I can't have you up here and not talk about where you are every single day. What's the 2025 outlook right now for the Houston real estate market?
You know, I mean, the Houston real estate market, the affordability is changing, right? But you have a lot of people like D.R. Horton that's trying to bring affordable housing back, because it's very much so a necessity. In Houston, we still have land. We have a lot of land out in the suburbs. Believe it or not, the best performing market in Houston, Texas right now is the luxury market. Homes up that's selling for $1 million plus. And for reasons why I told you guys, people are coming here. Unfortunately, what happened in California right now, guys, is so sad, right? But I see that people losing their homes there as a lot of opportunity for Houston, because not everybody's interested in rebuilding. You know, people are going to take their insurance money and come to Houston, where it's way more affordable. They can get double and triple the house for what their homes were worth in California. You know, mm-hmm. So when we look at, like, why is the luxury sector the highest performing market in Houston right now? And when I say highest performing, guys, like, it's up 46% compared to last year. Let's put some perspective into it. Right. Because again, it's not because of Houstonians buying homes, it's everywhere else buying homes, you know. So we have a hub of relocation clients. About 50% of the clients that I work with are relocation clients. You know,
50% relocation clients.
I'm a native Houstonian, right? I'm rare in Houston nowadays. I don't meet anybody that's from Houston anymore.
Really?
Really?
All the transplants have taken over.
Houston is one of the most diverse cities to live in America. People want to be here. We have the land. We have the affordability. We have the good school districts in the suburbs. You know, we have the whole landscape of what family lifestyle living is. And people want to be here. And not just family. You see a lot of young professionals. You know, one thing I can say is young professionals don't like to be outside the city, and I don't blame them. But, you know, Houston is investing in creating a lot of opportunities for them. Our city, is very much so bringing affordable housing back to Houston. And a lot of young professionals are taking advantage of it. And when I say that, like I talked about how when cities want things to happen in their city, they make it happen. The local governments will make it happen. Our city has a program right now, an affordable housing program right now, where first-time home buyers, and really not first-time home buyers, it's more of a first-time home buyer program because more typically first-time home buyers take advantage of it. But it's anybody that qualifies. You got brand new, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom, 1,800 square feet home for $250,000.
Damn.
In the city of Houston, right? And what how that's happened is because basically the city, for those that's developing in Houston, the city is giving builders and developers basically lots for pennies on the dollar, but they're putting a cap on how much you can resell a home for. All right. So that you're giving the land to developers for cheap. They don't have a land cost. So their resale costs go down. Right. So you get home, it didn't exist, especially COVID took affordability in Houston out of the market. The city of Houston is bringing it back because they want people to still come here and they want it to be affordable for homeowners to live in Houston. And they don't want Houstonians to be priced out of Houston.
Okay, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Now, what about from a real estate investor standpoint, right? Like mm-hmm. we're looking to invest in Houston. What are probably like the top three zip codes that we should be looking at in 2025 and beyond to invest in Houston, Texas? Y'all make sure y'all write this down, y'all.
Okay, so when I look at zip codes when you're investing in Houston, I look at affordability and I look at the tax rates, right? Because again, taxes are such a huge factor. Our property taxes are a huge factor when it comes down to, you know, financing options and homes and things like that. So top three zip codes, Independence Heights, 77018 right now. It's a lot of change going on in that area.
What's the name of that city?
Independence Heights, say it again.
Independence Heights. Okay.
Yeah, Independence Heights, 77018. It's a lot of change going on in that area right now. It's still very much so close enough to the city where people want to be there. And one thing I've learned from just selling there recently, that the rental demand is crazy there. You know, so like if you're a builder and investor looking to build homes to get renters, 77018 is where you want to be. Affordable housing too, right? But 778 is where you want to be from an investment standpoint if you want to have a good demand of renters. 77021. That is what we call that. Well, they call it the university. I call it the medical center area, right? It's very close to the medical center, right? Land is still affordable and cheap enough there. They don't have things like HOAs. You're not going to be strict to these strict guidelines, but because it's so close to the medical center. And let me tell you this, Houston has the number two medical center next to Boston. We are number two in the nation, right? So you definitely want to be there because, again, rental demand. And my secret, I'm telling my secret. I tell my clients this, 77028, guys. It is the place to be in Houston, Texas right now from an investment standpoint. You want to buy a rental property, buy it in 77028. And the reason why, because there is a $2 billion hospital expansion right up the road. Right. It's an overlooked city, right? I mean, it's an overlooked territory right now. It's still very affordable to get in. But once that $2 billion expansion is complete, it's going to change the dynamic of what that area looks like. So that's Northeast Houston, 77028, LBJ Hospital. I'm telling you guys, don't sleep on that area, because what's going to happen is like Abilene, Texas, once that hospital expansion is done, that's where you're going to have the medical professionals coming in that need work. I mean, they need places to live too. You're going to have nurses, a $2 billion hospital expansion, nurses, doctors, all the medical professionals, they're going to flock to the area. They're going to need housing. I am predicting that area to boom like no other very soon just because of that. And it's still very affordable right now to get in. But if you drive past LBJ Hospital, Lyndon B. Johnson Hospital in Houston, Texas, you see a massive construction war zone. And that's what's going on.
I hope y'all got those gems, man. Yo, make sure y'all like this video. We ain't got enough likes on this video, because Nicole is out here just on her certified gem dropper-ish as per usual. Make sure y'all drop some gems in the comments. Throw those zip codes in the comments too. Make sure y'all got those as well, man, because That was a lot of information in a short period of time. Go ahead, Nicole.
And one more thing, look, shameless plug for myself. If you want to be in the 77028 zip code, holler at me. I have a plug with a builder right now that's giving the lowest duplexes in town. And we can make whatever you need work. You need all money for closing costs. If you need money to buy the rake down, get at me. I am a real estate strategist. I can make whatever you need to work. And trust me, these are the lowest duplexes in town with very strong rental rates. I was going to put that out on Instagram tomorrow, but look, since we're here.
Hey, you might as well put it out here right now. Hey, you heard it first.
Where's your rental rates? Okay.
So how could they tap in with you?
Okay. So, I mean, it's easy, guys. Just follow me on Instagram. My name is Mrs. MRSNIKKI Handy. I mean, when you message me, it's me responding right now. Right? It's me thus far. Also, you can Google Nicole Handy Real Estate Houston. I'll probably come up everywhere. I co-own Brayton Real Estate Group. We are a full service residential and commercial real estate brokers with over 80 agents here in the Houston area right now. So we can service whatever real estate need that you have.
So Nicole, my guy Ron, this is one of my mentees. He's looking to invest in Houston. I'm going to put you on a group, okay. A group text with him directly. He's definitely a player. He's not out here BSing. I want to put you out there with him. So that way, because I think he said he's coming out there, I think in the next couple weeks.
Let's do it, man. Yeah, the lowest new, and these are new construction duplexes too. New construction multifamily, so you're not dealing with the old stuff, or you're going to have maintenance issues and things like that do come with warranties. So they are great for investors that's looking to put renters into them.
Tell them your IG again, just so they.
This is MRSNIKKI Handy, HANDY.
There you have it. And if you go to my Instagram page too, MG the Mortgage Guy, when I posted the flyer, you see I tagged her in it as well. If you didn't catch the spelling or anything like that, and also in the show notes. I'm going to put her Instagram handles and everything on the show notes as well. All right. Ron said, not only do I have the zip codes written down, I'll be out there in 2 weeks ready to buy. There you have it. My mentees are fucking around. Yeah.
And these are off market too, so we don't have to fight with anybody for them.
Oh, and they off market too, Ron. You heard that?
I have a duplex builder that is ready to move properties, and they understand the dynamics of what it takes to move a property.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So, Nicole, we're coming up on an hour. Any parting words that you want to give to the people? One last gem, whatever it is. The floor is yours.
Yeah, it's nothing that hasn't been said before. Like, you know, the straight up term, this is so true. You know, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. And if you're going to be in Abilene, Texas, that's what you need to do right now.
Don't wait to buy real estate and wait. Nicole Handy, thank you for joining the show today. I really appreciate your time. And I'm going to connect you with my guy, Ron. And okay. He's definitely dead serious. And he's looking to buy. He has several properties here in the Northeast. So he's ready to go.
Thank you, man. Matt called me and woke me up on my sleep on my birthday about this podcast.
And shit, it's your birthday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, shit, my bad. Happy birthday. I didn't even know. Yo, that's so fucked up of me. Yo, my bad. I didn't know it was your birthday, Mom.
My birthday gift to the people. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you bring to the community and the culture because we honestly don't have enough of it.
Yo, you know what's so crazy? I really did wake up out of sleep. And because, yo, I just be like, yo, I can't sleep at night no more. Like, I'm just like I'm on my ish. And I'm like, you know what? I need to talk about this. I'm calling Nicole.
Yeah. If there's a realtor in Abilene that wants to host me, let's do it. I want to take a trip to Abilene, Texas.
Word. Document it. Yeah. Document it. We need to see that. Actually, that's actually a really good idea. If any realtors out there in Abilene, Texas, connect with Nicole so she can go out there, document the journey. And, you know, post on the page. We want to keep up to date with this information and what's really happening out there from the boots on the ground, not really the news and the media, because, you know, that's all propaganda sometimes. Right. But, you know, I definitely appreciate you are taking my call on the morning of your birthday. And you know what's crazy? That she even say, yo, MG, it's my birthday. Like, can we do this another time? When I told her what was happening, she was like, oh, no, I need in. Like, that's exactly what she said. She's like, I need in. She's like, word, $500 billion, I'm going to get my piece. And I'm like, all right, well, this is the opportunity. Let's go.
Yeah.
Nah, shout out to you.
I love your community, man. You have a loyal community, and they're smart people. You know, they're smart people.
Nah, I love that. And they love you too, Nicole. I definitely appreciate your time today. I'm going to let you go now. You've been on here for an hour. You gave us enough gems. Everybody tap in with Nicole. Wish her happy birthday. And, you know, I'll definitely tap in with you with the group text with Ron.
All right. Let me get an Instagram photo.
Okay, there we go.
You good? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, look, it's on my computer. All right. One, two. All right. See, appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
All right, y'all have a good night, everybody, man. I'm always available, man. I sell real estate. That's what I do. I'm always accepting new clients.
I love that. Everybody, throw some gems in the comment for Nicole Handy, please, and go follow her. What a great, amazing episode. This was a lot of information. I hope you guys got a lot of value from this. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Every Tuesday, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rants and Gems, man, we back and we better than ever. And I got some other shit I want to talk about too, but I'm going to save that for next week. I got a lot I want to talk about, but I'm going to save that for next week. All right. So thank you guys for joining tonight. Share this with 10 people. Make sure you guys download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. What else I wanted to say to you guys? Go to mgbookstore.com, pick up the books, House Hackonomics, Real Estate Investors Manifesto. Pick them up today. Your education is extremely important. And right now, you guys need to go buy some books and learn. And join my mentorship group as well. Hit me on IG if you want to know more about that. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you learned a lot, you know, screenshot this, put it in your stories, tell the world that you just saw this episode of Rants and Gems Live and you learned so much. And do your research. Most importantly, guys, do your research, do your own due diligence on anything that I put out on my platforms. Do your research yourself, right? Trust will always verify. Even trust will verify me too. Very important, right? Give me some quick reviews. Y'all got some good value out of this? What was the most important thing or the most important thing that stood out to you? What did you learn? Put it in the chat. I want to read it. I want to know. You know, I'm going to stay on for one more minute because I want to see some of you guys. Natasha said this was superb. Andrea said this was great. Lanice said, thank you. I learned a lot. Michelle said, thanks for all the gems. I mean, yeah, man, this is like the reviews are crazy. Diana says, happy birthday and thank you for all the information. Your mentee, Natasha, said, happy birthday to my mentor, right? Shout out to that. We love when the mentees come in. Shout out to my guy, Cliff. He said, shout out to the Handy family and the Braden group. That's what it is, right? Like, this was just, I learned a lot about USDA loans, and I'm glad you just brought that out, Brenda. USDA loans. Y'all want to learn more about USDA loans? Type yes in chat if you want to know more about USDA loans. Maybe I do I know I said I was going to do a FHA 203K boot camp, but maybe I do a USDA boot camp too. Maybe I'm just going to do a boot camp for every fucking loan and everything. Let's boot camp it up, right? Boot camp it up. Shout out to my brother, Ron, one of my mentees. He said, my review is you better join the mentorship. Do you not see what MG just did for me? How could you not join? That's a fact. That is a fact. DM me if you're interested in joining my mentorship. Trust me. It's worth the investment. Abilene, go get your real estate license. That's a fact. I live in Houston. I'm just catching the tail end. Will you leave this up, MG? Superb presentation. Absolutely. You can watch this on the replay on the live tab. right? Michelle, you joined the mentorship last night. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that was on the boot camp. We got a group call with the mentees, I think next Friday. I'm gonna set it up too. But you'll make sure you guys are subscribed to your emails so that way you can get the emails. I repeated that all the time. Somebody said, Geraldine said, do them all, right? Do them all. Yeah, I might have to do that, right? Amazing value. Thank you for putting us on. You know, this is the things that shout out to my other mentee, Miss Betty. I love Miss Betty. Awesome info, especially duplexes in Houston. Yes, Miss Betty. You definitely want that. All right. So that's all I got for y'all. I'm going to get out of here right now. Again, like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. I definitely appreciate you guys tapping in with me tonight. And go download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. This audio will be up probably tonight. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a review if you get value from the information. And it will mean the world if you can leave me a testimony. All right? That's all I got for y'all. I'm out of here. Peace.